We continue our learning of the Nishmas, Helen Basleya, Susan Basleya, David Ben Achmarush, and Han Yaakov Ben Hoseliyah. We are in Bava Mitzia, Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. Shomrei Peros, Ochlin Mehilchos Medina Avalomina Torah. To conclude the discussion of workers who are able to eat as they are working, here we're speaking about people who are guarding produce, and specifically people who are guarding detached fruits that have yet to have the chiyuv of trumas and masros, because there's no gemar malacha just yet. When it comes to grain, let's say the grain is piled where it's piled up and smoothed out, what we call meruach hakri here, it's just stacks of grain. And the same thing when it comes to the wine, it's just in the wine, he's guarding the wine press, he's guarding detached fruits, if we're speaking about fruit. So these people are not permitted to eat min ha-Torah, but they are able to eat mehilchos medina. What does that mean? So the produce hasn't reached gemar malacha, the stage where you're chayiv to separate trumos and masros. Nonetheless, these people don't have the right to eat, because when you watch something, you're doing active work, you're not a poel. The halacha of eating while you work is when you're actively harvesting, let's say. Here, you're just standing there, standing guard. There is no permission from the Torah to eat as you are working. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, Ochlin Mehilchos Medina became the custom, the adopted practice, accepted practice to do so. This was adopted in different communities, and therefore, on a Derabbanan level, based on this minog, they're able to eat, but certainly not min ha-Torah. Now the Mishnah shifts to the halachos of the Dalet Shomrim, something we've mentioned several times. Arba Shomrim Heim, there are four different types of shomrim. Shomer chinam, the one who's unpaid. Hashoel, the one who's borrowing something, also has to guard the object. Nose sachar, what we call the shomer sachar, one who's being paid to watch. Vahasocher, and one who's renting something from someone. Shomer chinam nishba al hakol. Shomer chinam swears on everything, which means that as long as he's not negligent, he's able to exempt himself from paying. Pasuk says, "Ki itain ish el reu kesef o kelim lishmor v'gunav mi beiso ish." If the item that was given to this person to watch was stolen, v'nikrav balabais el ha'elohim, is able to go to the Beis Din and take a shvua to exempt himself, even though it was stolen. V'hashoel, the opposite extreme, the one who's borrowing something was because kol hanas shalo, he's getting full benefit, he's not even paying for it. Mishalim asakol, he has to pay for everything, not only negligence, not only geneva vaveda, but even ones, even when unavoidable accident, he has to pay for. The only exception is what we call mesamach mas balacha. Let's say he's borrowing an animal and it died because it was doing work. That's why he borrowed it. He borrowed a car, and the car, he pulls it out of the driveway and it dies. So he doesn't have to pay for that, because he borrowed the car in order to drive it. If it's not driving, of course, he's not going to be liable. That pasuk says, v'chi yishal ish me'im re'ehu v'nishbar omeis. But that nishbar omeis means it breaks a leg or it dies. That's what we call ones. Ba'alav einimo shalem yishalem. There's no balavina, but the owner is not doing some work at the same time. We mentioned that in the past. So shalem shalem, you have an obligation to pay. That's the shoel. So what about the other two? V'nosei sachar v'hasocher, the shomer sachar and the one who rents, they have the halacha that are the same. Nishboin al hashvura v'al hashvuya v'al hamesa, they're able to swear on cases of ones, of accident. Let's say the animal broke a leg. Shvura, shvuya was taken captive. Mesa just died, a natural death, so they take a shvua there, and they're going to be exempt. But they're chayiv, of course, the negligence, and they're chayiv even in geneva vaveda. There, the pasuk says regarding a shomer sachar, ki tein ish el reu chamor oseh oshor oseh v'chol behemal lishmor umeis onishbar dies or breaks a leg or is taken captive ein roeh shvuas hashem yitiyeh b'shneim. So he takes a shvua in order to exempt himself from ones, but he cannot exempt himself from geneva vaveda. Umishalman, as the Mishnah says, they do have to pay for Gneva Vaveda, as the Pasuk says, this Shomer Sachar, if it's stolen, he has to pay. Now this only, the Gemara says, only tells me Gneva in the Pasuk. How do I know Aveda? So the Gemara says, is it's Ganovi Ganev, the double language, Mikol Makom. In any case, meaning, we learn the extra word there, Ganovi, the redundancy, Ganovi Ganev, teaches me not only if it's stolen, but in any case where the item is no longer here. as long as you were not negligent. He's going to be chayef. That's the Shomer Sachar and the Socher. And we some learn it from a Kavachomer. If Geneva, which is closer to Ones, you're chayef for, so Aveda, which is closer to being Pshia, to closer to negligence, you're certainly going to be chayef for. And a Socher, as we said, as the Halacha, like a Shomer Sachar. Perek, Zayin, Mishnah Tes, or the previous Mishnah spoke about a Shomer Sachar who's potter in cases of Ones. So our Mishnah is going to deal with cases where an animal is attacked. Let's say you're guarding an animal and it's attacked. What the Torah speaks about in the context of the Shomer Sachar, the Paras Pasuk says, "Im tarof I taref yivi'ehu aid hatrefa lo yishalem." That's another example of an ones. An animal is attacked. It's torn apart. The sheep that you were watching, so hatrefa lo yishalem. You don't have to pay for that because you're Shomer Sachar. So the question is, what is considered an ones? What's considered trefa that you going to be exempt from? There may be cases where you're going to be chai, because maybe it's more like an eva v'aved, or maybe it's more like negligence, like pshia. So here's the Mishnah says like this: Ze'eva chad eino ones. A wolf comes in, you have a shomer sachar, he's guarding the flock, or he's guarding a sheep, and a wolf breaks through into the flock, and it rips apart and kills a sheep. Eino ones. That is not considered ones. The roe, the shepherd, in this case, the Shomer Sachar, should have been able, one wolf should have been able to somehow shoo him away. And therefore, as a Shomer Sachar or a Socher, he'd be chayv to pay. We would not consider this ones. Shnei ze'evim, but if two wolves come in, then ones. That is considered an ones. We don't assume that the shepherd, the Shomer Sachar here, will be able to guard the sheep against the two of them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bishas Mishlachas Ze'evim Af Ze'ev Echad Ones. In a case where it's where you have a band of wolves coming in, here's they're coming to attack in many numbers, and they've come into the settled areas, and they're all over the place. So it happens to be this time, though, only one Ze'ev came in. So even one Ze'ev is considered ones, because even one Ze'ev at that time may even attack a person, and because he has a lot of friends to help him out. So even though he happens to be alone, the shepherd would be unable to protect the sheep against it. Shnei klavim. What about dogs? That previous halacha was Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. If it's mishlachas ze'evim, even one ze'ev is an ones, but we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. What about dogs? Shnei klavim, who broke into the flock of sheep and they tore apart a sheep. Einam ones. Roeh or Shomer Sachar should be able to stand up against two dogs, but more than two dogs would be considered an ones. Yadua Habavli Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir. Yadua Habavli, according to Rabbi Meir, says Meiruach Achas Eino Ones Mishte Ruchos Ones. When it comes to the dogs, he says it depends. Don't just say that two dogs is not an ones. No, in fact, if two dogs come from the same side, so that's not an ones, you're right. But if it comes from two sides, then he won't be able to stand against both of them. That is an ones, but we also don't follow that opinion. We assume two dogs are not an ones, even if, and you should be able to protect, and you'd be chayv to pay if the sheep gets torn up, even if they come from two different directions. Halistim, hareze ones. Listim are armed robbers, so that's considered an ones. The Gemara says that's true even if the roe, even if the Shomer Sachar is armed himself, because the listim, the armed robbers, are willing to sacrifice themselves. That's why they've come. They know that the roa may stand up to try to protect and may be armed. They're going to come and steal, and if they have to kill, they're going to kill. So and the roa doesn't have to sacrifice himself on this, and therefore we considered listim coming in to steal the sheep, we consider that an ones. Ha'ari v'hadov v'hanomer v'habardolos v'hanachash hareze ones. These are wild animals. Most we can identify. The ari is the lion, the dove is the bear, the namer is the leopard. The bardalus is questionable. Some say the bardalus is like a female leopard. Some say it's a cheetah. Some say it's a hyena. Different explanations. A nachash, of course, is a snake. These are all animals that are an ones. If they break in and they're coming to attack one of the sheep, we don't assume the shepherd will be able to protect against them. Amosai says, the Mishnah bizman shabo mayalehen. This is where do we say that they came in and they tore up one of the animals? He is going to be pater. These are are considered ones. This is where they came on their own. Avalim holy chan, but if the roe was negligent, he's bringing the sheep, lamakam gidudei chayav alistim, to places where there are bands of wild animals and armed robbers, so that's his fault. Ain't ones, that's not an ones, and therefore he put them in makam sakana, that's considered negligence, and he would be chayav to pay.